Hi there. I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple. So I just want to take a minute here to thank Leo Bites, who make incredible raw freeze-dried crisps. You've got to try the strawberry ones. They are amazing. And Audio Boom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, I am delighted to have the wonderful Vanessa Vallely with us. Vanessa is the CEO and founder of WeAreTheCity.com, which has an astounding number of women members. She has a flourishing 25 years of experience regarding banking, holding roles such as head of governance, business management, and COO across 9 financial institutions. And she presents the She Talks Tech podcast. So, hi, Vanessa. Can you just kick off by telling us a little bit about yourself? I know I've given you a bit of a formal introduction, but you tell us about you in your words.
So my name's Vanessa Vallely. I'm CEO and founder of We Are The City, which also incorporates We Are Tech Women. I spend most of my time trying to empower other women to achieve their absolute goals in terms of their career. So doing that through content through the website, we do events, we do awards, we do conferences, we publish pieces of research on why women are not getting to the top. So yeah, we look after approximately around 170,000 women, mostly supported by sponsorship. About 100 companies help us to do what we do. Aside from We Are The City, I do some work in schools. I love working with organisations that are trying to nurture talent from the next generation. I wrote a book called Heels of Steel, and I should be writing a second book, but I just haven't found the time to do it. Other than that, I do a lot of public speaking. So generally, at least once a week, I'm in a corporate encouraging all individuals to kind of, you know, grab their own career by the horns and achieve their own goals.
Those virtual kind of events that you put on, we turned into podcasts, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So the first virtual kind of tech conference that we done, I mean, it was on a platform we'd never used. We weren't quite sure if it was going to work, but we just had this abounding belief that we was going to, you know, make it happen. And we did. And the sponsors were happy. But one of the things that what was fantastic about that is being able to transpose some of those sessions into podcast episodes, which we still do with the conference to this day, so that the content lived on. So that was fantastic. So that was I remember coming to Juliet with the idea and you were like, yeah, we can do that. This is great. And like 3 conferences on, we're still doing it. And the richness of that means we can add it, you know, to the website as a podcast, but we've been able to use those videos for videos of the week. So, and our sponsors love that, the fact that it isn't a one-time wonder that we just do a recording and then that just disappears. The fact that we can, you know, we can house it later on She Talks Tech.
Yeah, it's a fantastic one for us on a couple of different levels. One in that, yes, we can repurpose that content, which is a slightly different podcast to the kinds of some other podcasts that we work on. And we get you involved, don't we? So we hear your voice on every episode, which is wonderful. And then, you know, we also get to work on kind of content that really resonates with Pineapple as a business. So it's just a brilliant collaboration for us.
Which we want to first.
Yeah, you really were. Yeah. I mean, we've been working together for years now, Vanessa. And this is, you know, the reason why I wanted to get you on the podcast is because you've been with us from really, you know, the very start.
And that's lovely. That's the story that I love from coming out of Rising Stars, setting up your own business, you know, and I see how successful you're becoming as well, Juliet. So don't hide behind the, you know, new business, you know, and who you're working with. So I love that we're part of your journey as much as you've been part of ours.
Yeah, it's massively important. And it means so much, I think, to have that continuous kind of support that, you know, we keep continuing to work together is really, really lovely for what was a small business and it's definitely growing into something much, much bigger. So over the years then, I'm keen to know about your experience of podcasting and, you know, the bits that you've enjoyed, the challenges you've come across. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you found it.
Do you know what? I remember when podcasts first came out, and I mean, I'm a terrible judge of what's going to be successful. I remember saying that LinkedIn wouldn't survive, and obviously I was wrong there. And I was a bit the same about podcasts. To be honest with you, I'm growing in terms of my listening to podcasts, but I'm not a massive, or I wasn't, an individual that had the time to listen to podcasts, or I thought that to carve out time. But actually, I can listen while I'm doing other things. It took me a long while to understand that. So when everyone else was kind of doing podcasts, I think we was a bit late to the party. But now, like, so for example, Diary of a CEO, I'm a huge fan. You know, How to Own the Room. You know, there's a podcast again. God, I'm trying to think of the name of it. But there's a number that I kind of listen to. Now, just having it on in the background, like, so that is kind of what I enjoy about it. I think my challenges, you're going to laugh. So my own challenges is with my own tech equipment at home. So as you well know, getting my bike to work. But I mean, I've taken part probably in about 70 different podcasts now, I think, over the years. And again, like ones that are just starting that have become very successful now. So I've loved being part, again, of their journey and telling the stories and talking about so many different things. So I just think it's a great way of reaching people, of telling a story, of elevating other people's voices, obviously through a different form of media than what we're used to, because we can't all be in rooms together. So, and it's global as well, which is lovely. So people can listen to things all over the world. You know, they don't have to be in London all the time. And so, yeah, it's just another string to our bow, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it has massively changed the last couple of years. I mean, when we started Pineapple, it was a studio in London. You did all have to be in the same room, really. It was slightly more complicated than it is now to do what we're doing now. Yeah, so it's brilliant in that sense. So tell us a little bit about what, I mean, I've just outlined how we kind of work together, but tell me a little bit about your experience of us working together.
So we decided to do it on tech. Obviously, we wanted to feed the content through. And I remember calling you saying, this is what we want to do. And you saying, yep, that's great. And then the next thing, you know, we put together the schedule. We was recording intros and outros, which I've got to say, you guys make so easy having someone prepare that script for me so I can just literally go on. I've already got the narrative of what it's around about. I read it, you put up with my mistakes, you've got the patience of a saint, you know, and then the next thing is being published. So all of that, you know, being put onto the various different channels, you know, it's all done for us. So we don't have a resource in-house that can, you know, has time to do that. There's other kind of more client-driven things that they should be doing. So to take that away from us and to kind of get that done, and then I just look and there it is and people are listening to it. So that's fabulous. So, yeah, so that's basically how we work together. But, yeah, it's a fantastic partner with Pineapple.
Thank you so much, Vanessa, for being our first guest on the Podcasting Playbook. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work that we do. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming soon. And before I go, I just want to take a minute here to let you know about something I'm really excited we're doing, the Pineapple Awards. We're all about investing in young people and supporting them as they get into the audio, podcasting and radio industries. So we've set up an annual opportunity to showcase the talent of young people. They'll get great prizes, real industry experience and the chance to network with the biggest bosses of the industry. And there are three categories: Best Producer, Best Editor and Best Creative Idea. The Pineapple Awards are supported by Leo Bites, Stella, House of Kalmar, Ice Cool Design and Audio Boom. The closing date is February 28th, 2023, and all the details are on the Pineapple website, so get entering now.